Hello, my name is Joe Masiello. I am the author of Clairvoyant Yarn. This is a novel, just came out May 12th, 2010. This is me making a trailer for it to, you know, promote it, get you to clearly own it. Read it, learn from it, love it. It's gonna make you question. I'm gonna read you a brief description. It's on the back of the book. And I'm gonna read you a little snippet from a page, alright? And I'm wearing glasses because they're new and apparently I'm old, so. I can't see anymore. Okay. Clairvoyant Yarn. Enter the world of the Gleisens, who dwell in the planetary system, Gleis 581. Stay in Gleis with an open mind and heart. See, that is what the main character Drake does when he comes to terms with the fact that what he's been led to believe is not the true reality. Drake seemed to be an average high school student who then came to terms with the fact that he is psychic and not crazy. Experienced through Jake's eyes, the sheer frustration of having a sixth sense and the joys that come with it as he leaves Earth for Gleis 581. After coming to some painful truths about his past, present, and future, filled with aliens, gadgets, robots, experiments, ghosts, visions, and dreams, Clairvoyant Yarn will sheerly have you questioning your own belief system while maintaining its extremely stellar field. Believing is seeing, and not the other way around. Now, I'm going to review from page 270. Again, a little paragraph, just so you get a taste. It's chapter 13 in the third component. The chapter's called The Space Battle. Alright? Clearly, you have no idea who these characters are, what's actually going on, but we're going to pretend that you know. When Kintos realized that the Gleisians wanted to retreat from the fight, he shouted through his headset, "Fire your hardest!" And with that announcement, a swarm of orange lasers came flying at every Gleisian cruiser. Only the truly skilled pilots were capable of dodging the swarms of lasers and make their way back to Gleis 581. Stave's ship was hit. His left wing got a chunk of metal blasted off of it. It wobbled severely, but still managed to fly. The transmission had ended, and all we could do was wait. Wait to hear who died. Wait to hear who had lived. And what Stave's next plan of attack would be. Told you, little snippet. Again, Clairvoyant Yarn, by me, Joe Masiello. It's available at Amazon.com, Porters.com, or the publisher's website, PublishAmerica.com. Again, this book makes you think, and it makes you question.